Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Hunter. And now, play ball. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Knoblauch moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Knoblauch moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knoblauch scores. Puckett moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Bush moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado strikes out. There goes Sheffield. The throw from Ortiz to Knobloch, and back to Harbeck, who tags Sheffield out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to third. Davis moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to second for the out. Harbeck scores. Davis moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Twins. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to home to get Davis. Mack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Davis reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. It's 8-1, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pagliarulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton moves to second. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheffield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheffield is hit by the pitch. Hamilton moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-5, Twins. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Spears is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive towards short. Spears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Lee now pitching. Jarvis Brown pinch hits for Randy Bush. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive off the glove of Stubbs, and into shallow right field. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. It's 9-5, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis is walked intentionally. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Pagliarulo reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. Davis moves to third. It's 10-5, Twins. Julio Macardo now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing right field. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheffield hits a line drive off the glove of Pagliarulo, and into shallow left field. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 2 in the game. Maldonado hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheffield moves to third. Two outs. Willie Randolph pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheffield scores. It's 10-6, Twins. Dale Sviam pinch hits for Bill Spears. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sviam hits a line drive into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Randolph now playing second base. Dale Sviam now playing shortstop. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0 for 3 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to second. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dante Bichette pinch hits for Darrell Hamilton. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Molitor scores. 2 outs. It's 10-7, Twins. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Dante Bichette now playing center field. Chuck Kram now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack strikes out. 2 outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-3 in the game. Maldonado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive beyond first. Stubbs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Krim. Brown moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a line drive for a single. Brown scores. It's 11-7, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive for a single. Molitor moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.